listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get bite-sized tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. You can follow news about the podcast on Twitter at Writerly Bites. This week's writing tip is more on the nuts and bolts side of things, and it's respect your work and organize it. I've met so many incredibly talented, focused, dedicated writers in the classes I've taught over the years. Most of them have day jobs outside their writing in which they juggle huge responsibilities and complex challenges with ease and aplomb. I'm in awe of the students busily producing novels while going to school full-time or managing challenging careers. I always like to talk about how I manage my work and my workspace, because to me, transparency about the process is crucial, and also interesting to hear how other writers get things done. And I often hear that my writing students, while managing jobs and family and myriad other complex systems in their lives, don't have any kind of system of organizing their writing. They have loose fragments sandwiched in notebooks between grocery lists, or hidden little folders buried on their computers with a dozen files and versions of each chapter floating around haphazardly. I'm not trying to judge anyone who does this and makes it work, but I think there's something deeper going on here than a simple lack of interest in organization. It always seems to me that because these fledgling writers don't yet value their writing, they don't spend the time keeping it clean, organized, efficient, and ready for use. But writers, it is time to value your writing and think seriously about the best ways to maximize your creative work. Think about a good cook who keeps the most used tools ready to hand, the spices all visible, the knives well sharpened and all in their place. It's a pleasure to cook in a kitchen like that, with everything ready, everything close to hand. Yes, there are chefs who make masterful meals without that kind of organization, and there are plenty of writers who produce amazing works without organization. But if you're finding that your work is everywhere, you can't remember which version of your novel has the latest changes in it, you've got years-old stories mingling with the newest stuff, and you're sick of it, then it's time to make a change. To mise en place your writing, and respect it for the serious work it is. There are plenty of different systems that could work for you. The key is to choose a system and then stick to it. I recommend having a dedicated folder for a novel project, with a folder within that for research, and only one